Tonight we are starting our new semester, so let's pray that this one will be beneficial to everyone. And I thought of giving you some lectures on the life of an evangelist, the lifestyle of an evangelist. So tonight I will start with the life of prayer. Actually, the main power in our service is praying. We can do nothing but praying, and we gain much, and we can do lots of things without praying, and we gain nothing. So I'll speak about the life of prayer. First of all, let's start with few verses written in the New Testament to revise the importance of prayer in the life of any servant, especially evangelist. In Luke chapter 18, Christ said, "Men always ought to pray and not lose heart." ساعات في العربي تبقى لا يمل. إنما in English, not losing heart. So it means that you should keep your hope in prayer. You never lose your hope in prayer. Again in Luke chapter 11, when the disciples saw the Lord praying, they asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." So they felt the importance of prayer. That's why they asked him to teach them how to pray. Again, in the book of Thessalonians, St. Paul said, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So praying, praising, giving thanks, rejoicing always in God. I'll speak on three levels: the level of thoughts, the level of mind, mindset, how to always see the importance of praying in your mind. Because before telling you what to do in prayer, how to keep praying attitude all the day, better we start with the thoughts or the ideas related to the importance of prayer. If you know how much important prayer is, you will fight for praying without ceasing. Then after the mindset, we will go for the acts of prayer, how to pray unceasingly. And lastly, we will end what exactly we pray for, what do we say in prayer, what are the sentences or the words in prayer. The first idea you should fill your mind with is that the prayer is your shield against sins, and it's your first and the most important aid in trials. We all fight sins and we all do sins daily, but if you pray good, if you pray more, you will conquer any sin in your life, whatever the kind of sin. So when you know this quite clearly, you will pray with all your heart. Another important idea related to prayer: prayer is the most important work, the most important deed you do in your day, in your life. You work, you eat, you sleep, you speak to people, you serve. But still, the most important or the most precious act in your day, in your life, is praying. That's the rule for saints. So when you keep this in mind, you will fight for praying more and more. Another important idea: spiritual prayer expels demons, casts out demons. So any fight comes from demons, you can win the battle with prayer. And also through prayer you will be filled with all types of virtues. You can gain the virtue of humility through prayer. You can gain the virtue of wisdom through prayer. You can gain the virtue of perseverance, احتمال أو المثابرة. You can gain all virtues just by praying. So when you ignore praying, actually you will gain nothing. You will keep yourself on the same level for the whole life. But when you pray more, now you are getting more and more, and you are gaining more virtues. Another important idea with prayer, actually prayer is the first thing people need from you. You are giving people a precious gift by prayer. With your prayer, people gain a lot. But without your prayer, they may gain nothing. Even in our service, actually, if you prepare very good lecture and you travel here and there and you prepare good program, fun days and whatever, and you forget to pray, they may enjoy your presence, but they will not change a lot without the power of prayer. But when you pray more and more, even if you are not very well prepared, you will gain much more than without prayer. Another idea, prayer is not a kind of repeated words. The act of prayer is not related much to what exactly you say. It's always kind of what spirit you are praying with. دايما نقول الصلاة في فكر القديسين مش بتقول ايه، حاسس بايه، ايه اللي بيتحرك فيك. So when you keep in mind that the prayer is kind of status, is kind of attitude, feeling the presence of God, attaching yourself to God. So it's not necessarily what kind of words you say, how many psalms you read, how many matanyat you are doing. This is not the main issue. Actually, prayer is always related to the spirit of prayer. Do you love God when you pray? Do you feel His presence? Do you feel humble before the eyes of God? This is now the act of prayer. Again, another important idea related to life of prayer, that you should put in mind that prayer is the state that does not stop when you are overoccupied or when you even do sin. I mean, because of the teachings of our Lord Christ, we should keep praying even if we are busy in work, if we are busy in service. Still, this is not an excuse to stop praying, because the prayer is your life, is your spirit. You are losing the Holy Spirit power when you stop praying. We are losing the grace of God when you stop praying. So you need the grace of God all the time. So please, even if you are overoccupied, keep praying. Again, another important idea given by the Orthodox Church, that prayer with psalms is a school. So you cannot know exactly how to pray if you ignore praying with psalms. You need to learn how to pray with psalms. And through this psalmodia, or praying the psalms, you will learn how to pray, how to thank God, how to feel humble, how to pray for others, how to pray in troubles or tribulations. So this all you will gain through the school of psalms. Another important idea related to the life of prayer is that Jesus' prayer, or the prayer with the name of Jesus Christ, is the base of all prayers. In any minute you can call God through Jesus' prayer. And with the power of the name of the Lord Himself, you are filled with the Spirit. You gain a lot through Jesus' prayer. But when you stop naming the name of the Lord, actually you are losing your power. Remember the story written in Acts chapter 3, when St. Peter and St. John were going to the temple and they saw this crippled man, and he asked for some money, and they told him, "We do not have any silver or gold, but we have the power of the name of Jesus Christ. With the name of the Lord, stand up." And this man was healed by just Jesus' prayer. Again, another important idea: prayer is led by the Holy Spirit. And up to this level, you still do not pray as God wish. I mean, you may pray with your tongue. You may pray even with some concentration from your mind. That's good. But till the minute you pray from inside, that's exactly what God wish from you or wait from you. So you need to struggle in order to get your prayer from your heart. And this is usually a gift from God given to those who struggle in prayer. يعني الواحد لما بيجاهد في الصلاة بيعطى نعمة الصلاة. لكن مجرد انك تقول كلام انت لسه ما بتصليش. ليس كل من يقول يا رب يا رب يدخل ملكوت السماوات. فمجرد انك تقول كلام دي مش الصلاة. انت عاوز توصل في كل مرة تصلي ان في حاجة طالعة من جوه. So remind yourself always that you need, when you pray, to pray from your heart, and this needs some struggle. It will not come by itself. It needs some push, some toil. Again, another important idea, if you keep in mind, it will help you to pray deeply, that prayer turns bad guys to saints, and the doors of prayer never shut. I mean that with the power of prayer, people changing. So while you are praying now, this is the perfect time of transformation. In the minute you pray from your heart, there is some change happening inside your heart. Prayer is softening your heart, is enlightening your mind, is changing your character. So when you stay away from prayer, you will never change. The act of transformation is the best performed through prayer. So while you're praying, please remind yourself with all these good ideas. Another important idea: prayer begins by thanking or praising and is not short of the request for mercy to yourself and others. There are two major points in whatever prayer you pray. In any prayer, you should start praising God and ask for His mercy. Before asking for the service, for the people around, for the healing, for the sick people or whatever. But first of all, you pray with these two main pillars of prayer: thanksgiving and asking for mercy. If you look to the Agbiya, you can find that مقدمة كل الصلوات فلنشكر صانع الخيرات ارحمني يا الله كعظيم رحمتك. This is kind of a complete regime, يعني وجبة متكاملة, انك انت تصلي الشكر وتصلي طلب رحمة, انت صليت صح لو صليتهم من قلبك. Another important idea related to prayer: prayer establishes the kingdom of God inside you. When the Lord Christ said once that my kingdom is inside you, ملكوت الله داخلكم, the saints said that this kingdom of God cannot be settled down, established inside your heart without prayer. But with the real prayer, with the heart prayer, now this kingdom of God settled down inside your heart. Again, I'm telling you many ideas related to the importance of prayer, so we are motivated to pray. Then I will tell you what to do inside prayer. Another important idea: prayer stops the riot of the flesh and satisfies the desire of the soul. You know, our flesh, physical body, tend to relax, tend to eat, tend to sleep, tend to lust. So with the power of prayer, you are controlling your physical body. You are controlling your flesh. Without prayer, you cannot control your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your thoughts, your desires. You cannot. But with the power of prayer, you can control everything. So if you see yourself like losing control of your thoughts, this means that you are short of prayer. You need to pray more. That's the medicine for anything uncontrolled. Again, if you are wise, everything in your life will drive you to pray. Because if you are wise enough, you will see that the most important act is praying, and the easiest way to achieve any goal is to put the problem to the hand of God, to deliver anything to His hands, and He will do it the best way. But you know, we spend many time thinking and acting, while we can do things with prayer in a shorter and easier way, because we are getting the hand of God in whatever we do. So if you know this, you will be wise to go to pray before even thinking. Again, asking and requesting the kingdom of heaven, it's the main goal of prayer, the main request in our prayer. And we should never stop requesting the kingdom of heaven, and surely it will be given to you. So as easy as just ask for heaven, you will take it. But you know, you should keep asking, keep requesting the kingdom of heaven. That's as easy as this. اسألوا تعطوا اسألوا الملكوت تاخذوا اطلبوا تجدوا اقرأوا يفتح لكم كل من يسأل يأخذ كل من يطلب يجد. So while doing anything else may not end with the same ending, may not give you the same outcome, but with prayer you are sure of getting the kingdom of heaven. So after these many ideas of the importance of prayer, let's go to the act of prayer. How do we pray? How should we pray? First of all, try to give the first and last minutes of your day to prayer and for worship. With the start of the day and the end of the day is very important. So if you start your days by 15 or 20 minutes with God, now your day is different. And if you spend more time with God in the early morning, you will feel the difference. And also when you end your day with sitting down with God, reading the Bible and praying, as if you are putting the whole day in His hand. So in order to go for praying without ceasing, at least start by the first and last minutes of your day. Submit with your body in order to submit with your mind and heart of God to God. You know, some people may ask, couldn't we pray sitting or sleeping? Actually, when you stand up, when you worship God, when you kneel down, when you submit your body in the act of prayer, this helps your mind to be submissive to God. ما تفتكرش ان الجسد ملوش دور. الجسد لما بيصلي بوقار بيساعد المخ يركز وبيساعد القلب يتحرك. الشخص اللي قاعد واقف لوس كده في صلاته actually ما بيعرفش يدخل لعمق الصلاة. That's why in our worship we tend to pray raising our hands, kneeling down sometimes, crossing ourselves. So these physical acts help to motivate our hearts and help our mind to focus on prayer. Another act of prayer, try to be associated or to share anyone who loves prayer. Because you need to motivate yourself, to push yourself towards praying. دور على الناس اللي بتحب الصلاة والزقلة لأنه ده مهم أوي. Again, another act of prayer. Do not focus much on the number of prayers or the how many sentences or psalms or paths or passages you prayed, but focus more on what did you feel, what do you feel, what do you see or think while praying. It's necessarily at least to know exactly by mind what you are saying. يعني السرحان قال عليه واحد من القديسين بيهين ربنا لما الواحد يكرر كلام وهو مش واخد باله بيقول ايه. ده يعني معناه انك انت مش محترم ربنا. فات ليست when you pray try to focus on the meanings of the prayer you are saying, because kind of respecting God. Another act of prayer, exert effort in prayer, because it's kind of spiritual exercise or practice. ما تستخسرش التعب. The struggle or the toil in prayer is the precious time or the precious act you do in your day. Another good act related to prayer is Bible study or gospel nourishment, because when you read the verses of the Bible, it helps you to pray from your heart. And also when you pray good, you can get the message from the Bible clearly. So they work together. That's why in all our Coptic liturgies, you can see in our prayer that we put these two together. Usually we put parts of the gospel, then the letters of St. Paul and others while praying. And we reply to these passages by praying. And even the words in the liturgy came out of parts from the Bible. Another good act of prayer, that you should pray with concentration and proper voice. In the teachings of the saints, they always say that listen to whatever you say. You should hear yourself. It helps you to focus, to concentrate more. While the silent prayer can easily be detached, extracted or whatever. يعني السرحان سهل في الصلاة الصامتة. Again, use your senses wisely in prayer so as it would reach your heart. When you look up to an icon or the cross, or even close your eyes, when you listen to the music of prayer or you pray with the liturgy, when you raise your hand, when you kneel down, using the senses in a worshipping way will help your heart to move up in prayer. Again, ensure calmness, quietness around you during prayer. With the quietness, with the feeling of being quiet, you can reach the depth of prayer much more than you pray with dawsha. Actually, you cannot enjoy the presence of God inside يعني الجو المليان صخب يعني. Another act of prayer, you may consider the cross of Christ. You can hold the cross in your hand. You can cross yourself many times. You can even kiss the cross many times while praying. These were some acts done by many saints while praying. And also when you think of Christ being crucified and how much pain he suffered, and when you think of the eternal life and the days of condemnation, these two ideas motivate the heart in prayer. آلام المسيح بتخليك تقف زي العسكري، بتخليك تتحرك بحب للصلاة. يوم الدينونة وخوف العرش الإلهي يحرك القلب في الصلاة. فاللي يلاقي نفسه بيصلي بميوعة مش حاسس بالصلاة، أحيانا يحرك نفسه يا إما بالتأمل في الصليب أو بالتأمل في الدينونة. So when you put the cross before your eyes and the day of condemnation before your eyes, this will help you while praying. Again, use prayer books if needed. You may not memorize all the psalms in Agbaya or the passages in whatever book, so you can open the book and read passages from the book. But you know, don't move it the way of reading. Try to make it the way of praying. Sometimes you see somebody praying like reading, and sometimes you see somebody reading like praying. So we need to pray whatever we read, not reading whatever we pray. Again, another important act of prayer, never postpone prayer for any reason. As far as prayer is more important than anything, why don't you start with prayer? Put prayer as a priority. Don't put it to the end. Make use of anything that moves your heart to prayer. Anything helps you to feel better while praying is important. Lastly, I would say a few words about the words of prayer. What exactly we should pray? Simply, we start by expressing ourselves in our prayer and from our heart. Speak the words, your words. Pray whatever you like to pray. Express yourself in prayer. So you need not to put big words in prayer. كان القديس يوحنا الدرجي يقول ربنا بيحب كلام العيال. تأتأة الأطفال أجمل من كلام الخطباء في ودان أبوهم. فأنت لما تهته زي العيال تعجب ربنا أكتر. فأنت you need not to put big words. Just express yourself anyway. Again, it does not mean that you will not try to bring the Psalms or read this prayer in most of the day. So using the Psalms and Jesus prayer are pillars of our daily prayer. But also we add with the personal prayer. So it's like three types of prayer daily. Psalms prayer, Jesus prayer, and personal prayer. And these, you know, interact all together. Words of prayer also, repeat your sincere prayer with focusing. You may repeat some words. If you like any good sentence, you can repeat it in Psalms or even if it is your personal prayer. But the important thing is that you do not repeat without thinking. You should repeat with your mind on the prayer. عشان كده يقول لك يكررون الكلام باطلا. باطلا دي اللي تضايق ربنا. لكن يكررون الكلام ما تزعلوش. لأن المسيح نفسه كرر كلام في الصلاة 3 مرات يقول إن أمكن أن تعبر عني هذه الكأس. فrepeating words in prayer is not a problem. But repeating words without feeling or without focusing is not a prayer. Again, said the words of the tax collector, blind Bartimaeus was thief of his right, on the right, and the Canaanite woman as models. You know, these four people gave 4 short prayers, and these short prayers were very much accepted. اللص اليمين، الست الكنعانية بتاعت ايه، والكلاب تحت المائدة تنتظر الفتات، والرجل اللي قال يا ابن داود ارحمني، والعشار اللي قال ارحمني انا الخاطي. These short prayers are very much accepted. So these are like role models in prayer. Again, while praying, give thanks, worship, praising God يعني, and also excessively. So you may repeat like الهوسز, الهوسات في التسبحة, praises of our psalmodia used to repeat meanings. but with the heart elated with God, happy with God, thanksgiving feeling of God to God. Do not stop asking for mercy repeatedly and from your heart. Put all your concerns in the prayer and try not to think about this anymore much. When you put anything in prayer, try when you get out of the prayer, do not think it again. Now it's in God's hands. So thank God I delivered the message. Now He is in control. Now I'm sure things will go the right way. You may use the Bible words as material for prayer. Some meanings of the Bible reading, it can help you through prayer. And this is the exact way the church prays in the Igbaya. You can see, مثلاً, Salat al-Ghurub and the passages after the Gospel of this hour very much related to the Gospel. Cross yourself or draw the sign of the cross as many as you like and make some metania while praying in order to focus more and to feel more. Metanias help in two things. Help your mind to focus and help your heart to feel. So do metaniat if you can, because it helps a lot. Lastly, beware of getting satisfied, relieving your conscience by believing that you just prayed, while you are just repeated untrue and unfaithful words. So beware of this. ما تخدرش ضميرك وتقول كلمتين وتعتبرهم صلاة. Beware of the state of lukewarm. Do not accept your prayer if you feel nothing. Please go pray again. Fight with God to feel God, but don't accept prayer as not cold or hot. Beware of the spirit of condemnation and anger while praying. Sometimes, especially in the Mass, you may see things which will, make you angry. But please take care of this. This is kind of war from evil powers, so you have to take care. Take care also of neglecting your law, your spiritual schedule. Stick to the spiritual program, because even if you do not feel all the words of prayer, but you need to eat praying, like eating in your time, so it's important for your spiritual growth. Beware of the absence of the spirit of repentance. If you pray and you feel yourself like better than others, actually this is very bad prayer. In order to enjoy the presence of God, you have to feel that you are much less than anyone. And this will help you to repent while praying. Beware of too much concern and requests for earthly matters. Many people may pray just for the exams, for the problems of the career, for the family issues, but actually focus on your spiritual depth and the kingdom of heaven. Beware of the spirit of pride and wandering. Beware of the absence of guidance and discipleship. Prayer is kind of something which always needs to be fine-tuned by your father of confession. So when you go for confession, please revise your program with your father of confession. Ask him, whether do I do good in prayer? Is it enough? How many psalms I read? I do not feel prayer as I should. So put the issue of prayer always in your confession, because this will help you to pray better. Lastly, beware of neglecting the liturgy or psalms. If you do not go to the Mass regularly or you do not pray the psalms regularly, you are losing very much. You will never grow up in the Spirit. Glory to God. Amen.